Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I'm going to go ahead on with our announcement. Amen, glory to God. You know, each and every week, the show comes on live. Amen. Whether it's my show or some of the other team member shows, it comes on live every week. You know, it's ministry with you in mind. So I hope you're listening. And if you think about it every now and then, stop by and make a donation, you know, because it costs to be the boss, you know, glory to God. So you have to pay for the shows, and you have to pay for the telephones. And, you know, it's ministry with you in mind, but you can help spread the word through the nation by just giving a simple donation. You know, God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Now I'm going to go ahead on with the announcements. I want to make sure that you tune in on Tuesday. We have an awesome, awesome, awesome team. We have Apostle Yvonne Ralph and Pastor Joseph Ralph every Tuesday. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you missed it, you missed a treat. This show is just so profoundly, the word is just coming where you can understand it. You know, God is moving, so don't miss his move. Even though you say sometimes, well, I just need a word, I need a word. Well, if you come and listen to the shows, then you'll get the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I want you to hook up with them, glory to God, and go ahead and you can inbox them on Facebook. It'll be a Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them and tell them what you need. And guess what? They'll get back in touch with you. I know you say, well, so many times I see people like that and they have not gotten back in touch with me. But if you leave your phone number and tell them what you want, they will get back in touch with you. Glory to God. You know, they're not untouchable. You know, so if you need them, just go ahead, inbox them on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, and they will get back with you. And on Saturday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. The show was just so awesome, awesome. Every time she comes on, good God Almighty. And those prayers, amen, glory to God. Huh. If you need something, you should have been online yesterday because you got everything you needed and then some. The shows are pre-recorded, but you want to come and get it fresh off the press because it was awesome. God moved. I mean, God moved. So I encourage you. You can go back and listen at it on demand. Amen. Or you can come on and listen every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you note those times so you can come and hear the word of the Lord. And we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. My show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, and the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. And her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Now, I want to encourage you. She's getting ready to release the next chapter of her life. So I want to encourage you to go on and get the first one, okay? Because I know some of you haven't gotten it yet, but I encourage you to go on and buy the first copy of a book. It's already on Amazon, glory to God. So what you can do is you can inbox her. She's on Facebook, and she has two pages. You can inbox her. If you don't know how to get on, then she can walk you through it. Because she's getting ready to release the second book. So you want to make sure that you read the first one, then get the second book. So I encourage you to go on Amazon and get the book. If you can't, you can inbox any of us, and we can help you to get where you need to go to get the book. Amen. And I want to encourage you to come on and partner. And if you partner, glory to God, you know you will receive many, many perks. We only say $25 or more. And that way you can give the more. Don't you want God to give you more? You want him to just give you just enough. When you ask him for, Lord, I need money to pay my light bill. Do you just want just that much or do you want more? Glory to God. Lord, I want that money to pay my light bill. Well, guess what? If you got a light bill due and then you got a gas bill too, you just got the money. You're just asking him for money to pay the light bill, not the gas bill. And you ain't even asking him, say, Lord, you know what? I've been running through this a long time. But, Lord, I want to make sure I get out of this place that I'm in, this place of lack. I want to have more than enough. So isn't that the place you want to be in? So guess what? That's why we always say more, $25 or more. Because you want to give the more, because the more you give, that's the more you're going to receive. If you give little, then you get little. If you think little, you get little. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all better hold on to that. Hold on to your seats. Hey, glory to God. Good God Almighty. Because I'm telling you, you want to give more to get more. All these ministries are ministering with you in mind. Now, people just don't come on and beg for money. No, they don't have to do that. Because when you're a servant of the Most High God, he's going to supply everything you need. He said, I will supply all that you need and then some. Glory to God. Because he's a miracle working God and he can work just like that. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you come on these shows and say, well, you know, they're always talking about money. Well, guess what? The money anointing is on here, okay? Glory to God. So if you give, he said, it shall be given according to his word. Good measures. He said, press it down, shake it together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. So, hey, why not talk about it? You know, a lot of times when you talk about money and different things, money, especially money, people get tight. They'd be like, oh, well, we ain't got no money. Don't forget that. He still owns all the money. Hallelujah. And if you're going to work, he allows you to go to work. He allows you to be in good health and strength to go on your job. So you're making money. You ain't just going and working for nothing, are you? I would hope you wouldn't be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, you know, that's why, you know, don't get upset when people start talking about money because I don't. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I know you own it, and it's yours to give. Hallelujah. You don't have to just send it through the job. He can send it any way he wants to. Hallelujah. He can look, come on now. He told him to go down there, and you'll find your tax money in the fish's mouth. Come on. That's the type of God that we serve. Thank you, Jesus. So, you know, he can tell you, go down there, and I got it all laid out for you. It's already in a bag down there, waiting down there by the river. He can give it to you any way he wants. He can lay it on somebody's heart to come and give you whatever he tell them to give you. Because God has people like that. There are some. You can't count everybody out now. Ah, this wasn't my discussion on the day, but we're going to go ahead, amen, with it and praise God. You know, this wasn't my discussion, but you know what? Sometimes you have you make sure, not sometimes, but you make sure that you follow the lead of the Holy Spirit. Not your own lead, but the lead of the Holy Spirit. Not because I need money, not because I want it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You just do what he tell you to do. Because if you do what he tell you to do, you obey and serve, then it's going to come to you. Ah, my God. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead on. Amen. If any desire on prayer on today, you can press the 1 and I will bring you in. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that's worthy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, you get off track sometimes, but, you know, he'll steer you right back on me. If Jesus is in you, you're going to steer right back on the track. I know I've talked to several people, amen, while I'm talking, you could press the 1 and I will bring you in. I've talked to several people that say, well, you know what, I got off track. Well, you know what, if the love of God and Jesus is on the inside of you, then guess what? It's going to steer you, that Holy Ghost power is going to steer you right back on track, and you're going to keep on down the road. Oh, my God. You know, because there's so much in the world today that tries to distract you, even especially when you get ready to do something for the Lord. My God. Hallelujah. It'll come one way and first and then the other. Ah, you better know that. But I encourage you. If you get off track, just ask the Lord, Lord, show me why I got off track yet. Put me back on straight street. I got off track, and I know I did, and I can see it, and I I want to be with you each and every day. But show me how I can get back on track. And guess what? He will. He will. He will. If you mean it, he will. You know, one thing I learned, amen, on this walk, and I know I'm just talking. I'm waiting, you know, to see if anybody's going to press the one and give you a few minutes. And yes, there is a word from the Lord, and we're going to get it. What I learned in serving God, I can read this Bible all day, all night, 24/7. But if I don't believe nothing that I'm reading, it ain't going to prosper me nothing. Because if he said, give and it shall be given, if I give, then it's got to come back to me. Hallelujah. That means, let me help you out now, whether it's good or whether it's bad, it's coming back to you. And if he tells me in his word, I want you to prosper, so well as your soul prosper, you know, be in good health. So if he said that, then I've got to believe what he's saying. So sometimes you can read them words, and it's not on the inside of you that you believe it, then you ain't going to receive it. Because you're only going to receive what you can believe. He said, when you stand praying, believe what you're praying for. And then you can have whatsoever you say when you stand praying. Well, sometimes you believe and you'll pray, but you don't believe. You say, Lord, I prayed about this and I prayed. Well, keep praying until it come to pass. Glory to God. He gonna do it. Hallelujah. And here's the thing. Stop telling everybody what you're praying for. You can write out you a list, a whole list of stuff that you want to pray for. Pray for it. And if you want some help, then get somebody that you know can get a prayer through. Because let me help you out. As the elders say, amen. Everybody can get a prayer through, and everybody ain't got the anointing. The Psalms spend maybe 2 minutes in the Word, and they're looking for what they can get. my God. So choose it wisely. Let's go ahead. Nobody press the one, so we're going to go ahead and get into, amen, prayer, and we're going to get into the Word of God. While I'm getting ready for prayer, you can go to James chapter 1. I'm going to start at James chapter 1. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, oh Lord, that you have made, Lord, and we're rejoicing and being glad that we're in it. Father, we thank you for your very word, Lord God. Let us receive it in our heart, Lord. And Lord, you said not only be hearers of the word, but doers of the word also. So Father, as we hear the word, let it rotate in our heart, Lord. Oh, my God, so we can do the word, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, so we can prosper in the word, Lord God, so we can come up higher to where you want us to be, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for each and every person under the sound of my voice. Let them not hear me, but let them hear you, Lord God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we move all distractions out of the way, all destructive spirits out of the way, Lord, so your word can come forth, Lord God. Oh, my God, and fall on good ground to bring healing to those that need a healing, Lord God, to bring deliverance to those that need a deliverance, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We cut away all the flesh on today in the name of Jesus. Open our ears, Lord, so that word can go in, Lord God, and it'll meditate in our heart, Lord God, day and night, so we can have the success that we need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray, Lord God, those that have not been having success, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Father, move everything out of the way, all things that's been destructing them, Lord. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, so they can have the success that you said they can have, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, Father, cut away the gossiping spirit, oh good God Almighty, Lord, cut away the backbiting spirit, oh my Lord, Lord, cut away, Lord God, all that stinking thinking, Lord God, because they can't think no higher, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to ground and root them in your word, Lord God, so every word, Lord, that they read, Lord God, they will hold on to it, and it will meditate in their heart, so when they need it, oh let that Holy Ghost power bring it up, my Lord, and let them have success that you said they can have, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, that those, Lord God, even on the web, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let this word go in, Lord God, and sink in, Lord, and let them use it in their everyday life, for right now in the name of Jesus. Because we know, Lord God, nothing catches you by surprise, Lord. And Father God, we just pray, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, for the children, Lord God, God. We pray, God, that you turn them, Lord God, in the right direction. Those that are older, Lord God, turn them in the right direction, Lord God, that knows, Lord God, the right from the wrong, Lord God. Father God, I ask you to let the parents sit down with them on a daily basis to read the word of God and let them meditate on it, Lord God, and tell them this is how you're supposed to live. This is what God wants you to do. It is not about what they want, but it's about what he wants. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I pray that none fall by the wayside, oh Lord God. Father, we know, Lord, that we serve a good God. We serve a God that's right on time. We serve a God that's never late. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, I pray, Lord God, for the elderly on today in the name of Jesus. Lord, let there be no lack in their life. In the name of Jesus. Those that have served you, Lord God. Those that are just waiting on you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to send someone by to check on them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, my God, let them move outside of the walls to know that the people are more important than the walls, in the name of Jesus. Let them move outside of their comfort zone and let them know to reach out to those, Lord God, those that's been on the road for years and no one has checked on them. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, let them know that they're still important to go and check on them, to give them a phone call just to see how they're doing right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as you're raising up people, Lord God, to care more about people in the name of Jesus than therefore no more right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Father, let them reach out, Lord, even more. Hey, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. To the elderly, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in this heat, oh God, in the name of Jesus. It's not about just collecting their tithes and their offering, but it's about seeing if they're okay and see if they need anything, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said in your word, the love of many has waxed cold. The love, Lord God, of the people, Lord God of God, has waxed cold in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, turn their hearts back around to them, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We serve an awesome God. Our God is good. If there's someone in your neighborhood, hallelujah, I'm going to send a decree out in the name of Jesus. There's someone you know that's elderly, and you know you can do something for them. Oh, my God, then do that. Glory to God. Because some don't even have some people to even visit them. They don't even have people to say, you know, how you doing? Are you okay? I just came to collect your tithes and your offering. You see, they're going in and collecting their tithes and their offering, and they're faithful in paying them. But all you do is, well, I just came by to holler at your mama. We'll see you later. Oh, my God. No, no, no. That's not God. Hallelujah. If you can do something for them, then you do that. Hallelujah. Don't just go by there just to collect their tithes and their offering. Well, mama, do you need to go to the store? Can I take you to the store? Is there anything I can do for you? You know, daddy, are you okay? You know, is there anything I can do for you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, the church has got it twisted. I'm just going to say it like that. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. They got it twisted. You want to collect people tithes and offering, and you don't even know how they're doing or what they're doing or if they even do it. Glory to God. Come outside of that parameter. Yes, I decree and I declare, oh, my God, that you come outside of that parameter instead of just collecting. Hallelujah. And sometimes you have so many committees, a committee, and a meeting. Good God Almighty. You got so many committees, hallelujah, that knows that's above, hallelujah. You're not checking on them committees and seeing, okay, well, let's have a meeting. You know, have you checked on Sister So-and-so and see if she okay? Have you checked on brother to see if he okay? You know, I heard, you know, that there was some death in their family. You know, did y'all pray for them, or did they need me to pray for them, or whatever? Nothing. You know, we have lost it. Hallelujah. And he's trying to turn us back. You see the things that are going on in the different places and all the things that are happening, but you don't think, hallelujah, one day that could be us. Hallelujah. None is above anything. So I encourage you on today to check in on them and see what you can do. Hallelujah. I know many are out today and they're celebrating. My show is live, so, you know, if you get a little noise, amen, you know the show is live. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it's not me and my party. Hallelujah. Because I'm having the Holy Ghost party. Amen. Glory to God. So if you hear any noise, just overlook it. Glory to God. I know many are out. Do you think, well, you know what, how about if I take this person that I know, you know, they don't usually barbecue or they don't, you know, it ain't got to be no steak. It ain't got to be none of it. If it ain't nothing but a barbecue hot dog and some baked beans, that's fine. Hallelujah. They appreciate that. Because guess what, you thought enough and you had the love of God in your heart to share what you have. So many times people want to share what they got. Hallelujah, my God. Oh, my God, my God. Well, you know, I ain't getting them my food. I ain't letting them eat up my food. Well, it ain't yours. He allows you to hold this stuff. Hallelujah. He allowed you to have something to eat. Hallelujah. So if you know somebody, share with them. Glory to God. It'll be okay. But guess what? The more you give, the more he'll give back. I can give you this testimony. Glory to God. I can give you this testimony. We're going to get in the Word of God, James chapter 1. I'm going there. Hold on. Just hold on. Hallelujah. I'm going there. You know, one thing I always did, you know, when I was at home, I didn't think about it then when I always saw, you know, if they used to kill, you know, like hogs and different stuff like that, and they would always share. You know, my dad and them always would give me, you know, to those who needed it, and they would give more than they needed. And I remember, you know, some of the people used to come to the house every Christmas, and we used to say, well, good God, they come over here and they eat all, they get every cake you got in the store, every cake, everything, and they would never come till Christmas. Hallelujah. You never did see them. Well, you know what? Out of all that and the way they used to come over there and the mom used to cook cakes and ham from one end to the other, glory to God. And they just tell them to get what they want. Go ahead, Auntie, just get what you want. You know, and all that came back to them. Because one thing about it, you had plenty to eat. Some of them might have ate a little bit too much, but they had plenty to eat all the time, glory to God. Hallelujah. So, you know, and once I realized when I grew up and got a little, you know, a little younger. You know, and what I always did, I always kept pots and pans and on my stove, hallelujah. It was just, you know, by habit. But then one day I realized, I said, look, the more I keep these pots and pans on my stove, food is always coming. Hallelujah. It'd be more than enough. Enough for you to give somebody some. So don't hold everything so tight. Nowadays, I know you're looking at the economy and you're looking at this, looking at that, but here's what you need to do first. Look at God, because everything belongs to him. Let's get in the Word of God, chapter 1, and we're going to do count it all joy. Yes, I did this before, and he brought it back around again. He said, you know, because some people, they don't have joy on the inside. They think a person has to bring them their joy. But no, the joy of the Lord, that's what you need on the inside. It's on the inside and it want to get out, hallelujah. But you can't let it out because you think a person, you think a male, a female, or somebody just has to give you something. Glory to God. But it can't nobody beat that joy that he has on the inside of you. And he wants it to come out. You know, when you think about his goodness, his grace, and his mercy, and how he gave his only son, amen, my Lord, on the cross, glory to God. When you think about all those things, that should bring you joy more than anything, glory to God. Let's read the Word of God. James, a servant of God, and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brothers, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. You know, things will happen, you know, and things going to come and try to test you. He already knows where you are and what you're going to do and what you ain't going to do. Glory to God. But here's the thing. Make sure that you're doing everything that he needs you to do. You're doing everything that he wants you to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But temptation will come, but guess what? You know, I count it all joy because I got the joy of the Lord on the inside of me. So I'm not going to fall to your temptation, devil. I'm just not going to do it. I'm wrapped up. I'm tied up. I'm tangled up in him. So I'm not going to do it. And yes, I have the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, there was this thing that happened. And it just, and I went and I talked to someone, and, you know, I should have known when I went and talked to him. You know, I know what it was. You know, just talk to a person. You're going to know where their head's at, right? Glory to God. So I said, okay. I realize and I understand, you know, that you didn't, they didn't know. They weren't where I was. So here's my thing. Here's what I did. I said, you know what? I said, this thing is weighing me down. Glory to God. I said, but you know what? I still laugh. And I still, you know, have the joy of the Lord. And they said, well, you know what? If that were me, come on, I wouldn't be laughing. Oh, yes, I'm laughing. You know why I was laughing? Because, yeah, what I knew it was going to get better. Hallelujah. Although it was trying to weigh me down, it was trying to weigh me down, I still laugh. And they said, oh, come on, I wouldn't laugh about that. Come on, uh-uh. I said, why not? Listen, you change the things that you can change, the things that you can do something about, you change them. And if it ain't nothing that you can do, hallelujah, you got to stand and stand there for. And know that the joy of the Lord still is your strength. You can't stop doing what you're doing. You got to keep on moving. You can't just stand still and let the devil have his way. Glory to God. You got to keep on going on down the path. So know that this joy that you have down in your heart, he's the one that gave it to you. Hallelujah. Ah, the world didn't, and the world can't take it away. You know, you have joy whenever, just think about it. Okay, you get a new car. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Woo, I got a new car. Glory to God. Good, fine, dandy. Yes. Hallelujah. But that joy that he has on the inside of you, amen, you know Jesus, and you know he loves you, that kind of joy. Can't nobody take that away. But I tell you what, skip a few payments. Hallelujah. And see if they can come and take that car away, that joy that you had. See, you're talking about joy in the natural. I'm talking about joy in the spirit. Because deep down in your soul, you ought to know that you know that you know that he is my joy. It's got nothing to do with people. Hallelujah. Yeah, you can laugh. Y'all can talk. Yeah, when you leave them. And then sometimes people say, well, you know what? I laughed with them and I talked with them. They should have been saying that. They should have been doing this. Well, guess what? That joy that you had when they talked to you, it's gone. But that joy that he gives you on the inside, it should be still there. Hallelujah. And that's the kind of joy you want. You want when you go out sometimes, you know, you see people and sometimes people won't even speak. But you know what? You're responsible for how they treat you, but you are responsible for how you treat them. If you want to speak, speak. If you don't, that's fine. You do what you do. But oh, bitch, and then, well, just that's fine, you know, to go on, move on. And just say, Lord, you know what? I don't know what they're going through, but Lord, I pray that you handle it for them. Because sometimes we don't know what people are going through. We don't know what they're going through on the inside. Let them get that joy that I got on the inside. And if you really got that true and living joy, then guess what? They're going to feel your joy. And guess what? Sometimes they'll come on board. You may not even know it. You may be walking away, going on, got in the car, went home, and then ate. Amen, macaroni, cheese, chicken, all that good stuff. Hallelujah. And not know what you, when you spoke, what that did to them. Let's move on to verse. Let's go to verse three. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. You know, we all got to ask, our faith is going to be tested. It's going to be tried. So you might as well have the joy like I had because my faith was being tested. You know, your faith will be tested to like, okay, well, who you going to believe? Are you going to believe the doctor's report? Hallelujah. Although he said for you to take this pill, hallelujah, yes, you take the pill. But guess what? You got to pray that this pill does what it needs to do. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord I know, he gave me this pill, and I know what he said. But, Lord, I'm going to trust you, Lord God. I'm going to take this pill. I'm going to have faith in you that this pill is going to work. Hallelujah. You know, so many times I see people being selfish, you know, and they say, well, you know what, I'm just not going to take the pill. I just can't do it. I can't do it, and I ain't going to do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But listen, you got to obey what he's saying. But you got to believe that he's the one that's going to give you the healing. Glory to God. Because, you know, you got to count it all joy that down on the inside that God done gave him the knowledge and wisdom that what he needs to give you the right medication. Hallelujah. You know, so many times people don't learn, don't know how to pray. They really don't. They say, well, you know, yeah, I know how to pray, and yeah, I can do this and I can do that. But you got to pray the right prayer for the right situation. But sometimes you pray the wrong prayer for the wrong situation. Glory to God. You know, if there's something going on the inside of your body, well, it don't mean you're praying for money. You need to be praying for healing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But count it all joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. God will be right there with you when everything else fails, when everything don't look like, amen, what it should be. He's right there. Understand. He's not going to move. Let's move on down a little bit. But let patience have its perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Even though you're going through, you still got to count it. What? Joy. I know it. This is the message. Count it joy. Even though you didn't have, you know, what you wanted, hallelujah, today to cook, you know. But some say, well, you know what I wanted? I wanted this. I wanted some steak. I wanted some this. But look, if you got some chicken, hallelujah, just go ahead and cook, wash it. I'm going to help you out. Wash it first now, okay? And put your little barbecue sauce on it, season, put whatever you want to put on it. Cook it and eat it. Thank the Lord that you got that, because there's some that you probably don't even know of that may not even have that. I know they got a lot of giving going on right now, you know, from different sources. I'll just put it like that. But some didn't even get that. Hallelujah. So what do? You count it joy, and you go ahead and eat it. Hallelujah. Just be your patience. Patience. Yours will come. If you ain't got it now, it will come to where you'll have the steak, where you'll have what you wanted, the barbecue. Glory to God. But you got to count it joy that you got what you got. And it is what it is. And you are eating, because some people aren't even eating because they're starving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't be like that, you know. And understand, whatever happened, and the temptation is coming, and all those different things, understand he going to take care of you, whatever situation you find yourself in. God got you. It does not matter. Because sometimes you get so worked up about other things and what other people got and this and that, and, oh, my God, just be patient. He's going to take you through whatever you got to go through, and you ain't going to lack nothing. But let God do his perfect work. Whatever it has came upon you, let God have his perfect work. Because through that, you will lack nothing. Because he's going to make sure you're taken care of. Hallelujah. You're going to have the strength to go through. And you're going to have the faith to go through. Because if you continue to read this word, there's no reason. And you continue to ask God, there's no reason that you shouldn't have faith. Because some cry, I got faith. Well, where is it? What kind of faith you got? Hallelujah. Because the entire something happened, you're crying about it. You know, where is your faith? You can't have none like that. Hallelujah. You're up one day and you're down the next. Let's move on. Verse 5. And if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and subbraideth not, and it shall be given him. You know, if you don't ask, then you don't receive. If you want wisdom, ask God for wisdom. He'll give it to you. Sometimes we don't ask him for what we really, really need, just like I said. You're asking for everything that you don't need. But ask him for wisdom. You want wisdom. Understand it. Lord, I want wisdom of this word, Lord God. I want to have more joy, Lord, more peace. I want to have more faith on the inside of me, oh God. Because I know, Lord God, whatever you're doing in this life, it's going to work out according to your word. Because if I obey and serve, you said, I'll eat the good of the land, Lord. You said, Lord God, if I abide in you, you will abide in me, Lord God. You said, if I not be ashamed of you, you won't be ashamed of me, Lord God. So, God, I'm going to walk this walk, and I'm going to talk this talk, Lord God. And I need wisdom. So, Lord, give me wisdom on how to handle this situation. Every time I turn around, things are coming up and going down. But, God, I'm asking you right now, Lord God, to help me, Lord God, because you said, Lord God, if you be lifted up, you'll draw all me and nigh unto you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, I lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord, everything that I go through, I know, Lord God, that you're going to take care.
care of it, because I'm going to have this joy down deep in my soul, Lord God, because this joy that I got, Lord, you gave it to me. The world didn't get it, so the world can't take it away. So, Lord, I call on you today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to give them all the joy that they need, and let them know it's not on the outside, it's on the inside, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, let them have the faith to believe that this joy that you gave them, they can't take it away, Lord God, although people will try sometimes to tear you down, but you said in your word, if you be lifted up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you are the peacekeeper, you are the peacemaker, so Lord, I look for you, Lord God, oh, my Lord, to give me all the joy that I need, because I know, Lord God, mama can't give it, sister can't give it, brother can't give it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so Lord God, I know, Lord God, every joy that I have in my heart, you gave it to me, Lord God, even though, Lord, they'll come and they'll try to cut your lights out, in the name of Jesus, but by the faith and the joy that I got on the inside, you said you'll pay the light bill, you said you'll pay the rent, you said, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, if I serve you and obey, I will eat the good of the land, in the name of Jesus, so right now, oh God, I need some of the land to come in, Lord God, in my household, in the name of Jesus, you got to learn, in the name of Jesus, don't let nobody tear your joy down, because sometimes you can start to talk about the Lord. People don't want to hear it. In the name of Jesus, we're telling them to keep stepping, because I'm going to talk about this joy. Oh, my God, that the Lord gives us, and the world can't take it away, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I tell you all today to know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. When you got joy down on the inside, don't let them spoil your joy. If you see somebody coming up with a sour look on their face, say, not today. You're going to have to go the other way in the name of Jesus. So don't let them do it to you. Hallelujah. By faith on the inside, you hold on to the joy that you got. No, don't let people take it away from you. Hallelujah. They will come and they'll bring something to you. Hallelujah. You could be talking about the Lord and they going out there on third field. You feeling all good. I done been around them before. You good. You good. Oh, my God. You say you good. You know, I'm happy. God has given me this and he did that. But they here they come with that sour look and that sour talk. Like they been sucking on the sour worm. Hallelujah. With them sour pops. You don't want to be around people like that. Hallelujah. They need to get the same joy that you get. And you'll continue to try to talk to them and tell them about Jesus. And you know what they'll do? They'll still go on and on, try to talk over you because they don't want to hear about Jesus. Glory to God. So what do? You step away. Hallelujah. You say, oh, I ain't going to do that. I'm going to pray. And I'm going to go on. Hallelujah. So you stay right on over there and keep sucking on that sour worm, not lemon, sour worm, and I'm going to go over here and I'm going to be joyful. Don't come to me with that stuff. Hallelujah. You know, it's easy, hallelujah, for me saying it. But you know what? It's easily done. You can do it. Hallelujah. Yes. You got to learn, hallelujah. Don't let people tear you down like that. Hallelujah. Because if you're lifting up the Lord, that God, that's what he wants. Hallelujah, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Count it all joy every time you go through. Count it all joy every time temptations come and try to fool you and people come and try to fool you into doing stuff that you know that ain't like God. Hallelujah. Now, I count this joy because I ain't going to go there. Hallelujah. Because that is not what God wants me to do. That's what you got to do. Hallelujah. Understand, he loves us. So we got to count it. Hallelujah. Joy to the Lord. I'm not going to get involved with other things and other stuff and all this going around. And you can just listen. You can listen at so much till before you know it, it's on the inside of you, and then it starts to make you sour. Hallelujah. It'll make you sour. If you notice, sometimes when you hang around certain people and they got so much drama, oh, my gosh, so much. They continue on and on and on and on and on.
They got so much drama till it's just unreal. It's unreal. So I encourage you on today, hallelujah, to shake some of the stuff off, shake the dust off, and continue on and carry on in the Lord. And know that he is who he is because, hallelujah, hallelujah, he loves you. And he wants you to have that joy down on the inside of your heart. Oh, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to have it all. He wants you to have it all. Glory to God. But you got to keep that joy and that word down on the inside of your heart. Don't allow anybody to come and steal your joy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I see we have one caller here. Amen. Glory to God. We got a lot of time, so I'm gonna go ahead and take this call, and then I'm going to pray for some people. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That some things that he's laying on my heart. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and take this call. We have a lot of minutes left, so I'm going to see if I can get this call. Hallelujah. Caller, you are live and on the air. Amen, amen. I couldn't pick it up, but that's okay. Hallelujah. And glory to God. But you know, in having joy, you got to remember, things will come to try to distract you. Hallelujah. So don't let it distract you, because the word of God seals the deal. And having joy in your heart, that seals the deal. So don't let them come and try to distract you and try to throw you off balance and try to get you to go this way, that way. Nah, just hold on to his word, his unchangeable word, his unspeakable word. Hallelujah. Because God's word don't change. It's the same his now and forevermore. Just know that you know that you know. Hallelujah. And walk it by faith and not by sight. But sometimes you see it. You can see people will come and say, well, you know what? Oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, my, I'm just wonderful. I'm awesome. I'm just awesome. Yeah, but then you got so much going on the inside, hallelujah, glory to God, till the joy of the Lord can't get out. And if you just come with this, I'm awesome, I'm just awesome, awesome. Yes, well, you can say I'm doing okay, hallelujah. But then there are those that you can be transparent with. They say, well, how are you doing today? I said, well, you know what, hallelujah, you don't have to share it with the world. I'm just giving you an example. You can say, well, you know what, no, I'm not doing good. This is what's happening. This is what's happening. Can you help me pray it through? Hallelujah. You're human also. But if you never go through nothing, hallelujah, then I don't know who you're connected to. But most of the time when you're connected to the real, true, and living God, you're going to go through something. Hallelujah. But if you ain't connected, then guess what? Hallelujah. I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know. Because sometimes people say, well, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm dandy. I'm good. Praise God. It's the joy of the Lord. You know, and they always say that. But on the inside, they tore up on the floor up. Hallelujah. So that's that outer appearance. Hallelujah. But you don't have that joy on the inside that you should have. Hallelujah. That joy, that soothing joy. Because, you know, people can also pick that up when you're not good. Let me put it like that. Hallelujah. You say, well, I'm good. Yes, all is good. All is well. Yes, I'm fine. I'm good. You hear that. But there are somebody that you can be transparent with so they can help you and get that clutter out of the way so you can have that joy that he said you can have. If you don't have it, you don't have to share it with everybody, but there is somebody that you can share it with. Now, I know I'm talking to somebody on this line, because I want to stop right here in the middle after I did this and trying to get my caller. Amen. And I know they got to be on this line, because I want to stop and start. And he laid this on my heart to say, hallelujah, glory to God. Come on now. You got to learn to be transparent with people and stop saying, yeah, I'm fine. Oh, yes, I'm good. It's all wonderful. No, you got to stop that, because you want the joy of the Lord, hallelujah, on the inside. You want to feel that peace. You know, you want to learn how to rest in him. Hallelujah. You're growing, so you got to learn how to rest in him. So don't just say, well, you know what, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm dandy. No, you're not. Hallelujah. You're going through hell and high water. But you just ain't killing me. Hallelujah. I'm not saying going broadcast it to everybody, but there is somebody that you can tell that can help you, that will help you to pray it through. And listen at what they got to say. Hallelujah. And stop it. Just listen. Hallelujah. So many times people don't listen at what others say. Hallelujah. But, you know, some people will tell you some good stuff and tell you how to get that joy and tell you how to keep that joy if you listen. Because you're at a time and a season in your life where you're going to need all the Jesus you can get. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for each and every soul, Lord God, on this line in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let them have that joy unspeakable and full of glory that you said they can have, oh Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, whatever they're going through, oh Lord God, Lord, that you go in, Lord God, and do a work on the inside. Out in the mighty name of Jesus, so they can, Lord God, have that joy that you said they can have down in their heart, in their soul, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask you to cut all everything away that's not like you, so they can have the joy. Every distraction, every destructive spirit, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, huh? Whether it's the temptations that they're going through, oh Lord, Lord, make them stronger so they can know, Lord God, that they can outwit the wiles of the devil. They can through Lord God, the joy that you give them in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, everything that they know about you, Lord God, let them pick it up on the inside, Lord God, and know that they don't have to be in those situations. They can continue on and go on, Lord God, and maintain in you. It's not about what they want to do, but it's about obeying you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just pray right now, Lord God, that they're healed, healthy, and they're whole right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And everybody that has lifted their hand up against them and talked about them, came against them, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we decree and we declare, Lord, that you go in and do a work, Lord God. Huh? Lord, you said, Lord God, you'll make the enemies the footstool. So, Lord, we decree and we declare that the enemies are the footstool, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we pray for more strength for them right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lift them up and give them even more strength to come against the wiles of the devil right now in the name of Jesus. Let them not bow down to it, but Lord God, let them lift up their faith, Lord God, and knowing that you, Lord God, are working on the inside. Oh my God, it ain't nothing, Lord God, nothing, Lord God, can come between you and them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord, settle them in their mind, Lord God. Their mind, Lord God, everywhere, all over the place. So we ask you to settle their mind, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, you said in this word, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down, sometimes you're almost level to the ground. So, Father, we decree and we declare that they steady themselves, Lord God, and walk by faith and not by sight, huh? Not even what they're telling them they're going to do, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know, Lord God, you are the keeper of our soul. And, Lord, you don't want us to suffer like that, huh? So, Lord, you will go in and do a work, Lord God, wherever it needs, Lord God, huh? Whether it's in the building, out of the building, or whether it's in that person, Lord, you'll do it, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, and we give you glory. We give you honor. Oh, my God, hallelujah. There's someone on this line. There's a door. This door is closing, hallelujah. But don't get upset because the door closed. Don't get upset because guess what he's going to do? He's going to open up another. He's going to open up a better door. And that way it's going to flow, hallelujah. When you step in that door, you're going to have more peace than you've ever had in your life. So don't get upset when that door closed. Hallelujah. Just know that he said, when you step in this next door, this is going to be the peaceful door that you've been needing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I felt his peace. So this door is peaceful and that door is peaceful. So don't get upset when it closed. Don't get upset. Hallelujah. Just know that it's time. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just know that it's time. Oh, my God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. My God. My God. So I'm going to encourage you on today, hallelujah, to make sure that you have the joy on the inside and not on the outside where people can give you and you're glad. Oh, thank you. Yes. That's good. You say thank you to everything people give you. Yes, you do. But hallelujah, this joy on the inside that he gives you, the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. Amen. And I want to encourage you to make sure, amen, that don't forget Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor coming to you live. Awesome show. Beat the devil down, tie him up, throw him in the river. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And send him downstream. So I want to encourage you on Tuesday night, 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. And I want to encourage you, amen, on Saturday, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha asked you, awesome, pray the house down, hallelujah, and told the devil, I don't care where I have to meet you at, is in the house, in the street. She says, your time up, hallelujah, and throw him back in the fire. So, hey, that's where you want to be on Saturday, 12 Pacific to 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. Don't forget, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live Sunday, Prophetic Corner, 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern. And we are the Hour of Power, Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries. In the next 30 minutes, Minister Elaine Jackson, 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So keep all that in mind. You can go back and hear each one of these shows if you missed it on www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can put in Prophetic Corner Ministries. You can put in Voice of Truth. Amen. You can put in One Word from the Lord. And faith come by hearing and hear these shows on demand. Understand the Lord is moving, so don't miss the move of God. Hallelujah. He's moving all across the nation, and he's waiting, hallelujah, on you to come and give your life to Christ. I know everybody was eating barbecue, you know, and like I said, saucy dogs and slaw dogs and the dog dogs. But, you know, amen, glory to God, it's okay. I gave you some spiritual food to chew on, hallelujah. And you go back and you can read the whole chapter, amen. Because one thing what we do is he said, that's it. Then I want you to do it like this, and that's what you rock with. You do it just like he wants you to do it. Hallelujah. Now, I don't like to leave the show without giving you the invitation of Christ. Hallelujah. Now, if you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord God. Make me, Lord, mold me, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I give you my life. In Jesus' name, I repent for everything that I've done. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. What I need you to do is get in a Bible-believing church. Read your Bible daily. Hallelujah. You know, start Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Amen. Glory to God. That will help you to understand it more. And I always say, read it every day. You don't have to read, amen, like 20 chapters a day. Why read 20 when you're just now beginning to come into Christ? Read some so you can understand it. Get you some understanding first before you try to read so many and not understand it. Glory to God. Because what you want him to do is hide that word in your heart so you won't sin against the Lord. Hallelujah. So, you know, he takes you step by step. You don't have to try to run a big race, and you're just coming into Christ. And you go to a church where they're doing Bible study, and they believe in the Lord. They're walking in the Lord, and they study the truth and living God, glory to God. And they will help you because we're in times, we're living in some promiscuous times, some really hard times right now, amen. And we're going to need all the Jesus we can get and then some. So I encourage you to do that. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we're going to go ahead. Amen. And I'm going to let you go ahead and finish enjoying your dinner today. Hallelujah. My God, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do the benediction. Don't forget all the announcements because Jesus is real. Hallelujah. And he is worthy to be praised. Count it all joy. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome, awesome rest of the day. Amen.